It's time for Rhema for Today.
I didn't know that she actually did, but I said, now you suppose that you had a grandson, because she'd already told me she's 72. You got a grandson away in college. Come to find out, she did have one. And once in a while, you'd write him a letter, and once a week, once a month. Every letter you'd write, you'd always put a P.S. on it. This grandson away in college. Be sure and don't forget to breathe. Be sure, P.S., be sure and keep on breathing. Would you do that? No. Well, I said, why? Well, I said, if he's not breathing, he's dead anyhow. I mean, it's too late to help him. Well, I said, why then would we have to encourage you to believe when you are a believer? That's who you are.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Confession Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Well, I reached my hand out and laid it on her forehead, and God's my witness, and as many people or more than is here this morning. She lifted both hands, one crutch fell that way, one crutch fell that way, and she walked off just as good as you could walk around. Now, there wasn't any special manifestation of the Spirit of God. We have seen those, you see, as the Spirit wills. But it's a matter of her believing and confessing just what I'm talking about. Are you following me?
Yes,
sir. See, with the heart man believeth, with the mouth confession's made unto. See, we all know that in Romans 10:10. Now there it's talking about salvation. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession's made unto salvation. But now some said that just applied to salvation, doesn't apply to anything else. But wait a minute, this is a spiritual law. Everything you get from heaven comes the same way. Everything you get from heaven, from God, comes the same way. It's always with the heart that man believeth. It's with the mouth that confession is made unto. Can you see that in her case? Can you see the difference? 2 years before, she is believing the wrong thing, thinking the wrong thing, confessing the wrong thing. Got mad at me and wouldn't come. Now then, after hearing the Word of God taught, she's believing the right thing. She's thinking the right thing. She's confessing the right thing. Yes, I'll be healed too. Just put your hand on me. Hallelujah. See, somebody else said, well, I believe I'll go up there and try that. Went away without anything, see? Are you listening to me? Remember, I was preaching in another state. See, that happened down in the state of Oklahoma. I was preaching in another state, one of our western states here. To be more explicit, the state of New Mexico. And so a lady stopped me after one of the morning services as I started out, date teaching service. Now, I saw this lady there every service, very aristocrat-looking lady. Very well-dressed. Congregation was nice and well-dressed congregation, but she just stood out, very fashionable, just stood out above the crowd. Well, she's there day and night. You see, and this is over into the third week of the meeting. And it's my meeting. I mean, I had a fellow help me. We just use, like we do here, the church auditorium, put on our own meeting. And I just suppose she's a member probably of that church, you see, because she's there every time, you know. Now, I learned later that actually that her husband is a state senator of New Mexico and also president of one of the largest banks in their city. And that she's a very wealthy woman in her own right. In fact, she carried on the banking business. I mean, she ran the thing, you know, because he's busy something else. Pastor told me, somebody told me later on, said she's a financial wizard or genius. Absolutely. Well, she stopped me. Now, you can tell by looking at her that she must be a woman, you know, an older. And I didn't say old woman. But, you know, 72 is just older than 25. However, she really didn't look 72, but she told me she was. She stopped me and said, Brother Hagin, I want to speak to you. And I stopped. Now, she said, I want you to pray for me. Well, I said, what for? And she said, well, now, I have high blood pressure and heart trouble. And the doctor's just, you know, he just really concerned about me. He just don't think I'm going to make it. And I wanted you to pray for me that I'll have faith to be healed. Well, now listen to me real carefully. See, you think I've digressed from the subject. I'm talking about hold fast and confess. She just got through making the wrong confession, didn't she? She just got through saying, I don't have faith to be healed. Because I don't have faith to be healed, then I'm not healed. And I can't be healed until I get something else. So you pray for me that I'll have faith. Well, I still think she's a member of that church. Of course, she is a Christian, all right. I suppose that she's saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, you know. Full Gospel Church, where we were holding the meetings. That is, we're using their building, at least. To get over to her the fact that she is a believer and does have faith, I said to her, sister, aren't you a Christian? Oh, yes. I said, aren't you a believer? Oh, yes. She said, I'm a believer. Well, I said, who ever heard tell of a believer that doesn't believe? I said, having faith is believing. Who ever heard tell of a believer that didn't believe? How could you be a believer without believing? You just got through telling, I want you to pray for me that I'll believe I'm not a believer. Now, I didn't know that she actually did, but I said, now you suppose that you had a grandson, because she'd already told me she's 72. You got a grandson away in college. Come to find out, she did have one. And once in a while, you'd write him a letter, and once a week, once a month. Every letter you'd write, you'd always put a P.S. on it. This grandson away in college. Be sure and don't forget to breathe. Be sure, P.S., be sure and keep on breathing. Would you do that? No. Well, I said, why? Well, I said, if he's not breathing, he's dead anyhow. I mean, it's too late to help him. Well, I said, why then would we have to encourage you to believe when you are a believer? That's who you are. No, I said, I'm not going to pray for you to have faith. I said, the Bible said, by grace are you saved through faith. You already have faith. Now use the faith you have. Walked off and left her. Now, see, she hadn't got in the prayer line before. Now then, here she is. I think it was that same night that she was in the line. Well, when I got to her, because I would talk to each one individually and deal with them, and I said, well, I see that you've come. I meant, I see you've come for your healing. I see that you've come. She said, yes, and I'll be healed too. Just lay your hands on me. Now, isn't that a vast difference in what she said that very morning? Pray for me that I'll have faith. Now she knows she has faith. Because that's who she is. She is a believer. She is a faith person. See, we are faith children. I said, we are faith children of a faith God. Hallelujah. Yes, she said, just lay your hands on me. I'll be healed. Well, now, when I laid hands on her to minister healing to her, then I perceived. I can't tell you. I can't explain it to you. But when Jesus appeared to me in that vision way back there in 1950, and see, and this is 1953 that I'm talking about, then the majority of time, not always, it works here every night. I don't say anything about it. But when I lay hands on people, I can tell you exactly. I don't know. I have to touch them first. But I can tell you exactly if something's keeping you from receiving healing or wherever you are. I can tell you exactly. I almost have to stop and laugh. I know what some of those people are thinking. Bless their darling hearts and stupid heads. But I don't stop. I don't want to get back over into the natural. Say, well, why don't you tell them? Well, in most cases, they wouldn't believe it if you did tell them. And it'd make them mad if you can keep them coming to the service and get the word of God and get their faith to work, and you can help them, you see.
That's right.
So you're kind as you possibly can be with them. Well, I perceived when I touched her, when I laid hands on her, that she did not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, you understand, she understood the lingo. I know that being born again, you were born of the Spirit and got to witness the Spirit in you that you're a child of God. But then being filled with the Spirit is something else, isn't it? So I said it like this, and she understood what I was talking about. I said, you don't have the Holy Ghost. Now, she did have the Holy Ghost in the new birth. What I meant was the baptism of the Holy Ghost. She understood that lingo. And she said, no, I've never been filled with the Spirit. So I just laid my hand on her head again, already ministered healing to her, and said, be filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Lift both hands, start talking in tongues. Instantly, speaking in other tongues. Now, you see, that morning, She's wanting me to pray for her to have faith. And she had faith all the time to be healed and to be filled with the Spirit because she is a believer. You see, believe what the Word says. Because the Word said healing's her. The Word said the Holy Ghost's her. These things are gifts. Salvation's a gift. That is, eternal life's a gift. Healing's a gift. The Holy Ghost is a gift. Well, how hard is it to receive a gift anyway? Amen. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, what am I talking to you about? I'm talking to you, let's hold fast to our confession. You see, people confess the wrong thing. She was confessing in the morning, I don't have faith to be healed. Pray for me that I will have faith because I don't have it. Well, we could have prayed and nothing would have happened. You said, well, I'm waiting for God to give me faith. But I said, you are a believer, use the faith you have. Now, that faith can grow by feeding it on God's word and exercise. You understand that, see. And here she came that very night. See, she had faith all the time to be healed and to be filled with the Spirit and didn't know it. Now, why? Because she didn't understand what the Bible said and she kept making the wrong confession.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, you know, Call to Arms Men's Conference is coming up really soon. Just
November 6th and 7th.
Yes, here, right here on the Rhema USA campus. Ladies, let me tell you, you know, our husbands just leave everything up to us to organize them, to sign them up for things. So go right now, sign up your husband for Call to Arms, because I'm telling you what, he will come back a changed person. So that's November the 6th and 7th. That's Thursday night and all day Friday. Yes.
And Friday night. Rhema.org/CTA.
Yes.
You can register there. Hey, at the men's conference, you're going to get some good messages. But then also, we're going to have some fellowship time over in the NRC, the Nanowski Rec building. And there's... In the past, a lot of the guys get over there, they play basketball, they play volleyball. We sit around the table and just talk, and sometimes there is a football game on the TV, and we'll watch that and talk. It's just a great time of spiritual renewal and natural fellowship with men of like faith. So come on out and be with us.
Monday, Kenneth Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.